mindfulness of the breath and body. Sit in a comfortable position with your back straight but not stiff, your shoulders and your chest relaxed, your head aligned with your back, your hands comfortably resting on your knees, or with the palm of your left hand gently welcoming the back of your right hand with the tips of the thumbs touching each other. If you choose to sit on a chair, try not to lean against its back. Keep your feet parallel to one another, flat on the floor. Rest your hands comfortably on the armrests or in your lap. You can also choose to sit on the floor, but place a thick cushion under your pelvis to raise your body about a quarter to half an inch from the floor. If you have a meditation bench, you can use that as well. Choose a position that allows you to feel present, grounded, and in touch with everything that supports you. Choose a posture that gives you a sense of calm and tranquility, a feeling of being present with yourself, a position that gives you a profound sense of dignity. Focus for a while on how your body feels where it is in contact with whatever you are sitting on. Feel the force of gravity keeping you grounded, moment by moment. As in any mindfulness practice, there is no state to achieve, no goal to pursue. Just simply allow yourself to welcome any experience you become aware of, moment by moment, with a sense of acceptance, kindness, and gentle curiosity. Once you have become aware of your posture and you are settled, you can decide to bring your attention to your breathing, so that your breath becomes your center, your main reference, your anchor. You don't have to breathe in any specific way. Just let the breath breathe itself, as it always does and has done from your very first day of life. Simply listen to your breath, whether it is slow or fast, as the breath continues to breathe. At any time, thoughts may appear that draw your attention away from your breath and body. When this happens, simply notice it happening Notice that thoughts are passing. Observe them as they pass and welcome them. But as soon as possible, try to bring your attention back to your body and your breath. No matter how many times your mind wanders, each time come back to the here and now with your breath. You may also notice the short pauses between an in-breath and the following out-breath, and between each out-breath and the following in-breath. Listen deeply to this flow of life, endless, unstoppable. Breathing can become your anchor because it is the most real, concrete, and present thing you have. It is always present, moment by moment, always available. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to ask anybody for it. Just become aware of your breath and be with it in a welcoming, kind way. Become a witness to your breathing. Feel the air full of oxygen as it enters through your nostrils and flows down to the lower part of the abdomen, and then takes the opposite journey from your abdomen to your nostrils during the out-breath. Air enters and air exits. Welcome any feeling or experience you observe. If it is easier, you may also choose to observe your breathing in your chest, noticing how your chest expands gently as you breathe in and then gently contracts as you breathe out. Or you may choose to focus your awareness on your nostrils and carefully notice the feelings that the air creates as it enters through your nostrils full of oxygen and then exits free of oxygen. Without completely losing touch with your breathing, try to move your awareness to your body, towards the sensations that are present in your body in this moment. Try to direct your attention towards a particular sensation that is present in this moment, noticing where you're feeling it and where it feels most intense. Try to guide your attention with kind curiosity, welcoming whatever feeling may arise. Try to bring a sense of deep acceptance to unpleasant sensations you may feel. Imagine you are directing the air towards the part of your body where a sensation is most intense. The in-breath is like pointing a powerful light on that part of your body. Then, breathe out the intense sensation, letting it go. You can now direct your attention to another part of your body, to another sensation present in this moment. Breathing towards the sensation, into that part of your body. Try to welcome any feeling that may arise. Even if it is unpleasant, try to stay with it. Try to see how long you can stay with it before deciding to do something that will get rid of the unpleasant feelings. Try to simply observe what is happening moment by moment, instead of reacting to what is happening, to what you do not like. Try to free your experience from any judgment. There are no right or wrong sensations. What you feel is simply what is happening in this moment. What you feel may be pleasant or unpleasant. It is just what life is. A mix of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral events. Welcome any event with the same level of awareness and acceptance, trying to welcome it, not react to it. Now try to expand your awareness to include a sense of your body as a whole. From the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, become aware of this feeling of total unity, noticing how your breath flows throughout your entire body, feeling each part of your body filled with energy and life at every breath. Feeling now as if your whole body is breathing.